today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I just love this little story. This is from yesterday's Ken's Post. It's under the heading, Flood Hero Swept into Council Role. And it reads here, a Far North flood hero who helped save more than a dozen people from fast-moving floodwaters in his tinny following Jasper, Cyclone Jasper, is now an elected representative. This is a beaut little story. It goes on to say, hailed as Queensland legends by Premier Stephen Miles, Gavin Deer, helicopter pilot Brett Magoo-Little, along with close family members, rescued 18 residents from the trees and the rooftops in Rossville as buildings around them submerged. Now, surviving the flood and watching his community band together in the wake of the natural disaster inspired Mr. Deer, this is Gavin Deer, to enter the race to become a Cookshire councillor. And following a protracted vote count, the Electoral Commission has finally declared the musician one of three new reps within the Shire following last month's local government elections. I'll cut to the chase here. Here's a quote. This is Gavin. He said, the fact is, if it wasn't for the locals involved in the rescues, this would have been like Ash Wednesday. It's the local people who did 99% of the work. Anyway, it goes on to say a lack of support for communities like Bloomfield, Ayton, Dagara, Rossville and Helensvale following Jasper had been hard to accept, said Gavin Deer. He said, quote, no one came. Day after day, you'd expect emergency services to come and see the damage, he said. It took a long time for officials to show up. The state government went hard on rebuilding Woodjill, and they've done a lot of stuff down there, but they've sort of forgotten some communities. Anyway, he just said, I just want a calm, collected conversation about why there was no action. If it's going to be the same next time, let's formalise a localised response. There's a quote here too from Peter Scott. Peter, by the way, is retired from the mayoralty up there. But Peter said Mr. Deer will help rejuvenate Cookshire as part of a revamped leadership team. He's a musician as well. It says here the musician and exploration geologist said, helping communities rebuild following the wettest tropical cyclone in Australian history. The wettest tropical cyclone in Australian history would be his primary focus as a councillor. Look, there was a lot more there too, but I wanted to talk to him personally because I've got him on the phone with a slightly wonky line. I hope it's going to hold out. He's now Cookshire councillor-elect and musician too with the Road Trippers Band. Gavin Deer, good morning.
How are you going, John?
That's clear as a bell. That's as clear as a bell.
Great.
I had a message saying, oh, it's a bit unreliable. That's terrific. It's reliable as you in a crisis, actually. Now, Gavin, can I just take you back to that night and that nightmare and how it sort of overtook you and what you realised you had to do because there were people desperately in need of your help? What happened?
Well, I mean, it sounds really dramatic, but at the time it wasn't so dramatic. You know, we went down there, we heard a rumour of the Lion's Den roof being populated by people, which we couldn't believe. And we just thought we'd better go have a look. So we, myself and my son and his fiance, we got the tinny out and went around the corner. We have a house down at the den as well, which had been completely submerged too, which we didn't know at the time. But we got out there and it was just a horror scene. And before we'd seen the people on the roof of the den, we could hear cries for help as soon as we launched. And we honestly thought that the whole pub had been swept away and there was no one left except for the people hanging in the trees. Mm. So that's a thought that will always stay with me. But anyway, we came around the corner, we grabbed a couple of people, a couple of old fellas that had been swept from the pub about 800 metres downriver, and they were hypothermic and in a bad way. And then at the same time, Magoo, in his chopper, he started the main rescue of the people off the roof. And while all this was going down, there was Alex Dunn and Jess down at Bloomfield really risking their lives down there in those strong currents. And they pulled you know, I don't know, maybe 18 people out of the trees down there.
Wow.
So that's why I said if those rescues didn't happen by local people, just who happened to be on the site, there would have been numerous deaths, and there'd be a Royal Commission now.
Yeah.
And a lot of hard questions would have to be answered.
Yeah.
And they still have to be answered, and that's one of the reasons, you know, I would like to get involved in formulating a sort of a path forward where you know what's going to happen rather than sit there waiting, thinking that you're going to be rescued and hoping.
Yeah.
You know, the people at the den had made their peace and they were getting ready to be swept away.
Wow. Really?
And they're still, oh yeah. And the owner down there is still incredibly traumatised by it. And it was a terrible morning for them.
So people at the den had made their peace, meaning the owners and all the people up on the reef, etc., which was how many people in total? Was that 18, was it?
Well, there were 16 on the roof there.
Yes.
So they had, their work crew, the backpackers and a few people staying there.
Yep.
And it just kept coming up and up, and that was their last refuge. They were right on the apex of the roof.
Oh, really?
The main dongas, there was a huge, you know, there's a lot of accommodation there that was just lifted and tumbled.
Yeah.
And that became a wave break in front of the pub. And probably it slowed the velocity of the enough to actually stop it washing away completely. So it's one of those events that you just can't fathom.
Yeah.
Especially after living here all these years and knowing the river levels very well.
Mm.
So this was not a normal rain event. It's definitely in Australia's recorded history, the rains up here were far more than anything else that the country's ever seen in the last, since the weather records began.
It's an amazing account of how the pub could have actually washed away in its entirety. You're saying down at Bloomfield there were 18 taken out of the trees there. There's another huge act of bravery and commitment. Tell us about that one.
Well, Alex, the young fella, he's a young fisherman. He was getting messages before the Wi-Fi and everyone's electricity went out saying, this is looking something like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
So he got up in the morning there, and his friend Jess, and he actually told her when they pushed the tinny off, he told Jess that this might be a one-way journey.
Oh, really?
You know, because he's a very experienced guy. He knows that river like the back of his hand.
Well.
And the volume of water was that terrifying down on the Bloomfield there. So he went across, and, one of those things, if your motor stops, that's it for you. Yeah. So, hats off to those Bloomfield crews that risk everything as well,
Gee, Gavin, this is a bloody amazing account. This is chilling the blood of everyone listening to this. Isn't it amazing sometimes people find...
People don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that people sometimes find courage from depths within them that they didn't know they had. It's, people look back and say, oh, gee, I don't know how I did that. And turning to his partner saying, oh, listen, this might be a one-way journey. I mean, that's what an amazing thing to say, but forge on regardless.
Yeah, and, for someone like Alec, it's just ingrained in him. It's in his DNA to do something like that. And I think a lot of people up here too, we're used to extremes and dealing with extremes without much help.
Mm.
And I think that was what actually kicked into gear without, like a genetic thing, you get out there and do it. Don't wait for someone with a uniform because the uniforms didn't come.
Yes, the uniforms didn't come. So it was just left up to a whole lot of people thinking, I've just got to find the courage and just got to find the ability to meet this overwhelming challenge, overwhelming threat.
Yeah. It wasn't so bad for me and Albert and G because we didn't have to deal with that velocity of the water. You know, for Magoo landing that chopper on the, you know, putting one skid on one part of the roof.
Yes.
It was only a little, I think it was a 22, small little Robinson. You know, back and forth in rain, an amazing feat of skill and pilotship.
Yes.
To do that 80 or 16 times to carry everyone off one by one, take them up the hill to a nearby, the Rossville retreat, land them, fly straight back in the rain, put that skid just off the apex of the roof again,
yes,
balance that person in,
wow,
take off again, 16 times, and dogs too.
Oh, the dogs came separately or with the owners?
No, they there was a couple of dogs up there too.
God, what a story!
Yeah, and you know, before that, he'd been up at Melsonby, at the ranger station there. He pulled two rangers off the roof there. He swam across a flooded river to get to his chopper. His mate was behind him with the rifle, looking for crocodiles. So you know, that's you know, they're the real, you know, doers in this, you know, story. I felt great afterwards when these fellas came up to me, you know, that me and Albert and G pulled out, that said, you know, you saved our lives. It's a terrific thing to be told that. But, yeah, there were some real heroes out there that morning.
Were there some tears?
I know that there was some, you know, when that adrenaline's pumping, there's no time for tears. I think it's more action, you know, it's just focus. I think if you start thinking about I know the people that were rescued, you know, from the den especially, were very traumatised in that regard, and there were a lot of tears there. There were a lot of tears on the roof before they were rescued. A bit of you know, almost panic up there apparently with a few people, and understandably. It's one of those things I'll you know, it's in my head all the time, and I'm sure for most people went through it is as well.
What about the emotions of those who came to say thanks?
Oh, they were terrific. You know, for us, we got lots of messages from their family members.
Oh, really?
Who saw it on Facebook and they recognised, you know, the two old fellas we grabbed, they were, you know, old bushies, old sort of miners and stuff that hang out, you know, roam the north and things, and a lot of people know them. And it was their relatives and friends were saying, that's such and such, thanks very much for finding him and stuff. And yeah, that's a lovely thing.
Jesus, you're ideally suited to take over a leadership role in that community of yours up there on the county. You're so resourceful. I mean, seriously, you're just the sort of person all our councils need. Oh, this is a remarkable story. Do you get to see Magoo much?
No, I've heard about Magoo for years and years, and I've still never met him.
Oh, are you serious?
He's a man of mystery. I'll catch up with him one day. But honestly, after all this happened and the media got onto it, and, you know, I was getting rung up every bloody 10 minutes from media all around the world, and, you know, after I told them the story, there became this infatuation with finding the identity of Magoo, because obviously Magoo is his nickname. And, all the media companies were putting all their resources into it. And finally, the ABC tracked him down and actually said yes to an interview, which apparently is very found him.
Yeah. Oh, this is a bizarre story. Just a bizarre story. You've never met Magoo. This is just remarkable.
No. But I've heard about him for years. You know. A famous mustering pilot up here.
You're both involved as heroes in one of the great rescues in Australian history, but you haven't met each other.
I will catch that one.
Oh, I hope so. Sure. Can you have some television cameras and some radio microphones and some newspaper photographers there, please?
No,
by the way,
he'll be hiding behind a tree.
But, you know, the bizarre thing, Gavin, is I'm sure any number of people have said there's got to be a movie. I mean, look at Crocodile Dundee, for example. There's not a patch on the adventures, and yours were real-life adventures. So surely someone's got to make a movie out of it.
Well, geez, mate, up here there's a lot of things to make a movie about. Not just that. No, gosh, there's a lot of other stuff.
Well, I'm looking
very worthy.
I'm looking at the picture of you in the paper. You're a good-looking bloke, and make sure if you do star in the movie, that you wear that cowboy hat because it's seen many years by the looks of it.
Yeah. It has that one too. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I've got to say congratulations now because you're going on to the council. How do you expect that to go?
Oh, I'm really, you know, I've never thought in a million years, and all my mates would say the same, that I've always been the outsider, you know, like everyone having a bitch. Why can't they do this? Why do they do that? So, look, honestly, so I just want to find out what you can do.
How good.
I'm looking over that, oh, it's just a guidance position, being a council. Well, that's sort of what's the purpose of being elected. You know, there's so many I'd love to see change. But, you know, maybe it's impossible. But anyway, I just want to see and do best. Have a look.
It'll be interesting to see if you can push those boundaries like you obviously did in that emergency. This will be very, very interesting to watch. By the way, and because Peter Scott's retired now, but my God, hasn't he done a wonderful job in recent years? He's been so accessible and so resourceful and so committed. So there's certainly something there for you to pursue as far as a, you know, role model's concerned.
Well, yeah, he actually signed a nomination form.
Oh, did he?
And I've had some run-ins with Peter before, you know, about certain issues. And you know, he's done a lot, and he's the man with all those contacts and experiences on dealing with different issues. So, you know, so there's a new mayor now, Robin Holmes. There's three new councillors. So, yeah, we'll just see. We'll just see what can happen. There's so many challenges up here from the, you know, we don't even have a proper waste disposal facility on the whole of Cape now. Most of the rubbish gets trucked down to Merida. You know, silly things like that. There's a million things.
Well, I mean, this has been a remarkable story, just a memorable account. I'm really pleased we got together. Gavin, if it's all right with you, we'll stay in touch from time to time because get that word out from up there in Cooktown right across. Well, we're covering this radio signal, so I think it'd be terrific if you're happy to do that in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I want to enlighten people how it works because I want to be enlightened.
This has been an excellent update. Really, really interesting. Gavin, good on you. Congratulations, and we'll get together on air soon.
Okay, John. Cheers, mate.
What a fascinating bloke. What a fascinating, fair dinkum, down-to-earth North Queensland bloke. Gavin Deer, Cookshire councillor-elect, and, of course, musician also with the Road Trippers Band.